بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, we'll just give the brief explanation of one of the ash'ar that we read while making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we discuss that ash'ar, koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon, wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. That when a person is making zikr of la ilaha illallah, and people see that he is, so to say, in a different world, so they're asking, what you are asking? What you are asking for? What you are so desperate for? So he says, if somebody asks me, then I'll explain to him and tell him that I'm asking for Allah Himself. That when I get Allah, my whole direction will change. My whole life will change. And not that I just ask for Allah outwardly, but I beg Allah day and night that, oh Allah, you make me yours and you become mine. That's like when we read our zikr of Allah, Allah, we say, Ghalibi Barjazibai Mushtari. This is a Persian poem that we're saying, oh Allah, you are that brother that you bid for the worst things and you pay the highest price. So me, I'm that the most useless speck on the earth. I'm not worth to be bid for. But you are that brother, that is why I'm asking you, please bid for me. So that is what we ask Allah, make me yours and you become mine. And this in reality is not that we deserve it. Ata karde. Ata means grant me as a gift. What gift I want from you, O Allah? Ata karde wo mujhko apni muhabbat. That by making la ilaha illallah and Allah, Allah, that, O Allah, I want as a gift from you your love. That's all I want from Allah. That Allah Ta'ala sees a person's eagerness, and when a person gets a drop of the love of Allah, then the enjoyment of life is something else. Then a person will come to understand what is enjoyment of life. And real life is in akhirat, but here you'll get a taste of jannat in this world already. And besides that, main uske siwa aur kuch nahi mangta. Besides that, I'm not asking for anything else. Once I got that, then I don't need anything else of this world. In other words, whatever now Allah Ta'ala will take care of you, you'll get the best of everything. But that won't be your object, that won't be your purpose. Like people see that the mashayikh, they are going in nice cars, they sleep in nice houses. That doesn't mean a thing for them. It makes no difference whether they go in an old car or a new car. That's not their worry is, Allah must be happy with me. And hey, because they know, hey, narazgi jiski dozak se barkar, usi zaat ki bas riza mangta ho. That great being who, if you don't have his love, then the opposite of it, the anger of Allah, the unhappiness of Allah is worse than being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. So what's the good of it? A person have driving the best car in the world, but he's boasting, he's showing off. Allah is unhappy with him. What then? And the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they are worried all the time that Allah must be happy with me. And in making my zikr, in making ibadat, asal mujhko dunya ki khaish nahi. What is the reality of this whole exercise of zikr, etc.? Not for enjoyment, not for entertainment, not that anybody must be seeing, oh, this is a great wali, this is a great sheikh, but I don't have any desire of this world. What I really want, the end result, which is the main thing, may bakshish baroze jaza mangta ho. That on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, you must say, I forgive you. And you just send me straight to Jannah. No customs, nothing. So this is the purpose we should be begging Allah Ta'ala, and day and night. In other words, as Hazrat taught us, that when we leave this comfortable place of the aircon and the heater, then to keep us hot is our zikr daily. We don't make our zikr, we'll see, we'll start slipping, and then we don't attend programs, we don't listen. Then obviously, once you start slipping, then it's very hard to come up again. But in this way, the pious servants say, "Hum is tarah tay kare manzile." That this way we reach our destination and the places along our destination. Hum chale, hum gire. We walk. Sometimes we slip, we fell. Now if you slip and fall like a small child slips and fall, the mother shout, "Now don't lay there. Get up. You finish. You got hurt. It's okay. Get up. We'll walk again." So we have to don't lay in the dirt now. You got caught up with some wrong friends, realize, where are you caught up? So now you make tawbah again, come on the right direction, come back into the khanka, never ever be shy and feel that, well, If I go back, what Hazrat will think of me? The friends of Allah, don't worry how we look, where, when we came, when we didn't come. Their aim is to give us that love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. And to attain this reality, Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy. Otherwise, in reality, it is extremely difficult. The most difficult thing to get and the most expensive thing to get is the love of Allah. And Allah has made it so easy for us. Allah has made all the avenues. And the greatest gift Allah has given us is the salah. So with regard to salah, we came towards the end of the, we finished, so to say, made salam in our second rakat. But few important aspects that we have to realize. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma abadu faqad qala Allah ta'ala fil Quran majid wa furqan al hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. That with regard to salah, a person realizes at the end of his salah that very, very important. In namaz, all the time, my declaration from beginning to the end was that the oneness of Allah. And this oneness of Allah, which is known as tawheed, tawheed must be penetrating in my heart. It shouldn't be like I'm like a parrot. Our Shaykh says so beautifully that a parrot, you bring it home, he hears people making salam. After a few days, he's also making salam. Somebody making zikr in the house, he's also making zikr in the house. Somebody is reading tilawat, he also picks up one, two words. And you get so happy, you more excited than the parent. Visitors come, say, listen to my parent. See, he makes zikr. See, but that's just on the tongue. If the parrot flies out of that cage, or he gets loose, and the cat saw him, and now the cat gets hold of him, and is now by his neck, is in the mouth of the cat. Now what is going to come out? What his reality will come out? That is, the La ilaha illallah going to come out, or salam going to come out? What is in your heart, that is going to come out. When Malakul Maut catches you, what is in the heart? So in the heart is his original sound, te, 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 you'll see making that sound. So it shouldn't be myself also. And we see Allah save us. So many incidents, youngsters going on a wild drive and in haram, what word, the girls, and when Kai is also burning, and he is also burning, but when he's reading Kalima, he's saying on the music, on the music. So what is in our heart, that is going to come out. So the tawheed has to penetrate the heart, it has to go into the depths of the heart. As Allah Ta'ala says, a group of Bedouins came to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they just accepted Islam. And that is the outward form. When we recite Kalima, that is the outward form of Iman. But the reality of Iman is in the heart, which I don't know also properly. That will come to the fore on the day of Qiyamah. Then we will come to know whether Iman, but in this world, you'll feel Iman in your heart. You'll see the outward signs, as we will explain about what Hazrat has taught us, that whether Iman is penetrating my heart or not. And all the declarations that I made, that Allahu Akbar, I surrender to Allah, and I throw both the worlds behind. Allah is the greatest. And as Hazrat says, in one day we are hearing it and saying it almost 600 times. But Allah's greatness, did it still tickle my heart or not? One small thing and I forget the commands of Allah. I think of something else in my namaz itself. So the group of Bedouins, they came and they accepted Islam. And they said, Qalatil Arabu Amanna. The Bedouins said, we brought Iman. Allah immediately, so to say, reminded them, reprimanded them, and in turn it's a reprimand for me and all of us to check. Qalat Kullam Tu'minu. Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Kul, tell them, Lam Tu'minu. You still haven't brought Iman. You still don't know the realization. What is the reality of Iman? Iman, janne ka naam nahi. Iman is not just to know that the iman e mufassal, what is the basic thing that I have to bring iman in, amantu billah wa rasuli wa kutubi wa malaikati, that all the aspects of iman, that is we read like from a small children. We read it in our nursery class and said, I must see that I'm still like that, I'm still in my nursery class. That iman, I just, Hazrat Sanvi Rahmatullah Ali gives the example, I just finish this ayat first, that
Allah Ta'ala says, Kul lam tu'minu. You still haven't brought iman. Walakin kulu aslamna. Say, I just submitted. I'm prepared to accept the command of Allah. And when you will really know the reality of the command of Allah, the greatness of the command of Allah, and not just the reality and the greatness, the enjoyment of the command of Allah. What benefit, all my benefit is only in realizing the greatness of the commands of Allah. And when you realize something is great, Allahu Akbar. Today we just see a police officer from a distance, already you pressing your brakes. Already you pulling your seat belt and you putting it, just because you know His authority. When we know the authority of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then no other authority will come in front of us. Then from before time we'll know what is the command of Allah. So when a person then with, so Nabi Sallallahu Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَالْكُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. When iman enters and penetrates your heart, then you'll understand what is that. You won't even have to say that I brought iman. People will say these are men of iman. People will able to see that these are men of iman. And like Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, the example of this is like two people standing at the river bank. And they both look the same outwardly. One person wants to go across, and he's thinking now, how will I manage to cross this river? What is the current? Is it flowing? Which direction? Which way is it flowing? And he is thinking and is worried, how am I going to cross this river? Because he has to go across. But there's no other alternative. He has to swim across. And he's a good swimmer also. But he's worried, how am I going to go across? He's looking at that other person. He's thinking that that other person is same like me. He is also worried how he is going to go across. But when he finds out, he realizes that person, we swam already and he came back already. He knows the current and everything. So that is the difference with the man of iman. And the person like myself who just recites kalima, and I don't want to jump in the ocean of iman, I'll never know the current of iman. I won't know. So this reality that Hazrat has taught us here, and in this kitab we are taught that in namaz Allah has given us this ocean of iman, that not just read the word, not just come and do the outward actions, but that the word must penetrate my heart. And the reality of iman is to come. What declarations are making that Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, that, oh Allah, only you do I worship. I realize I'm your slave. I've got no option. And what option has a slave got? A slave got no option. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi purchases a slave from the market. In the earlier days they were slaves, today there's no slaves. People that are our assistants and our workers, they're not our slaves. Those days they were slaves, you could buy them and you own them. So he bought a slave, he was still taking that slave home and didn't have any discussion. But when he reached home and then when he asked the slave certain questions, then he was astonished, what a man I bought. That it's not just a slave, this is a man of iman. Because he asked the slave, that what you would like to eat. He says, what choice has a slave got? Whatever the master gives him, that if the master doesn't give him food also, he's got no right to ask for food. Then he asked him, what's your name? He says, oh master, what choice has a slave got? Whatever name the master calls him, that's his name. Allahu Akbar. We see, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that's not his right name. That name Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him. But till today we don't even know that his name was Abdul Rahman ibn Shakh Dawsi rahmatullahi radiallahu an. But the master, his master Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave me that name. That's my name. Then he asked him, where you like to sleep? He said, what choice has a slave got? If the master allows him to sleep, then only he is allowed to sleep. And where the master puts him to sleep, that Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, the man of reality, he went in the house, he brought some gifts. He gave him, he said, you freed. He said, oh master, I hardly worked for you for a day, I hardly stayed with you for a day. He said, you taught me the greatest lesson of life, how to be the slave of Allah. I didn't make you, I can't make your food, I can't make your clothes, I can't make anything of yours. Allah made me, Allah is giving me everything. Then how can I still say, hey, it's so hard to keep Rosa, it's so hard to get up for further, it's so hard to do this. And sadly today, as Hazrat says, people say Islam is hard. No, when you're walking upside down, that poor beetle who falls upside down, see how difficult it is for him. He's trying to come back, he can't come back. He feels it's hard. But let somebody just help him and put him slowly right, and he's on his way. So this is where we have to come. The friends of Allah will put us on the right side. As Hazrat says, the greatest rahmat of Allah, and in namaz, rahmat is pouring to descend. As before we enter the masjid, so when we enter, before we enter the masjid, we make the dua, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lillazi fatara samawat, that now my direction is towards that great being who created not only me, the heavens and the earth. Allah who created everything, now my direction is totally changed. I'm only going that direction. Whoever comes in my way, by not even your close friend, anyway. Allah Akbar. Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Rahmatullah Aliyah, Wadada Shaykh used to say, that perchance if namaz started, iqamat is taking place, and you happen to be coming with your Shaykh also, that time, there is no time to waste there. Now Allah has called us. Now see that you may urgently go towards the call of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is the greatest call now. So a person, when your direction change, and when you come, Allahu Akbar, that I'm coming into the royal court, Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmati. Oh Allah, open the doors of rahmat. So rahmat is pouring here. But, and Hazrat says, that Allahu Akbar, the greatest amount of rahmat that is pouring presently in the on the world is where our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting at Rosai Park, more than all the strongest waterfalls in the world. You go to Canada, there are Niagara waterfalls. From a half a mile, you can feel the splashes already. The closer you go, they give you a raincoat. They say you're going to get very wet. You'll come out soaking. So take this raincoat and go, and you go to see the waterfalls. So Hazrat is saying exactly the same. What is the splashes of the Niagara Falls or the Victoria Falls or any falls where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting? And then if you perform Salah according to Sunnah, when you come in the masjid, and particularly where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, the greatest waterfalls. But the sad part is where you're supposed to be getting Allah's rahmat. If one drop of Allah's mercy fall on you, your whole life is changed. Bera par ho gaya. And the way to benefit, yet, oh Allah, here you are sending your torrents of rahmat on your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You brought me in this Mubarak, this very auspicious place. Now, let one drop of your rahmat splash on me also. And my life will be made. But the Hazrat says, we come there, we go without a beard, we come without a beard. We go without our woman folk, go without parda, we come back worse. More, you go with a topi, you come back without topi. You see, if other people are not wearing topi, you think it's not important. So where your life should have changed in a split moment, why is my life not changing? Because there, not we have to take out, we have to wear a raincoat, we'll get splashes, we have to take out the raincoat. And what raincoat we have to take out? The raincoat of sun. We have to make tawbah, istighfar. So exactly the same, like when we enter the masjid, one other sunnah dua is first, Rabbi khfirli zunubi, that oh Allah, forgive my son. And then of waftahli abwaba rahmati, Allah's rahmat is descending, but we see it's being blocked because I'm blocking it, my son. So that reality, Allah Ta'ala, so we're saying, oh Allah, I'm your slave, I only seek help from you. But we come right into the masjid and still we thinking, hey, I must speak to my lawyer, I hope that appointment with the specialist is made, I must speak to my accountant. So your connection is still not made with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allahu Akbar. When that is the case, then you think, hey, namaz is not important. I got another important appointment. Whereas this is the greatest important appointment. Any work of yours, when we realize the reality of namaz, we are the slaves of Allah. And Allah is such a master that Allah Ta'ala tells us, Sibghat Allah, color in the color of Allah. What it means, that know the temperament of Allah. That wife who knows the temperament of a husband, and there's real love between them, then Allahu Akbar, just before he even asks, he knows he wants this on this time, he wants that on that time, he wants his clothes like this, and she does it for him, with eagerness, for the pleasure of Allah. And that husband who's got appreciation, he'll at least say Jazakallah, and then he'll appreciate his wife, and do for her also what he wants. Then see the enjoyment, won't we get the enjoyment of the taste of Jannat in this world already? Otherwise, when we don't know Allah, then Allahu Akbar, you get little authority and you think I'm a boss. And now what I say is, and how I walk in the house, everybody gets scared. That Allahu Akbar. Everybody is supposed to be happy that the father has come in the house, but everybody is worried the lion has come in the house. And what lion you are. One person told all his friends that me, I'm a lion in my house. When I walk in, then everybody knows the lion, the boss is coming. Nobody must talk. So he was carrying on with his friends. His wife wasn't at home. She was gone for some visit. All of a sudden, he heard the door. Wife came in. Now he's talking soft. He say, what happened? You say the lion in the house, why are you talking so soft? He says, no, the boss of the lion came in. Now I have to be worried. So Allahu Akbar. If we know that Allah is our master, Allah is not our master, Allah is our owner. And not only our owner, Allah is not that, Allah is hadir, Allah is present with me all the time. And this is namaz, has to deliver the presence of Allah, what is called kayfiyati ihsan. That antabudallah ka'annaka tara. We worship Allah as if we can see Allah. And not only in namaz, now you will know 24/7, Allah is with me all the time. Allah haziri, Allah is with me. Allah naziri, Allah is watching me. Allah ma'i, Allah is with me. When Allah is with me, what should I worry? I don't need any protection fees. I don't have to worry. Allahu Akbar. I walk out of my house. Bismillah. Tawakkal to Allah. Oh Allah, in your name I walk out. I can't do anything. I'm your slave. And then see if anybody wants to touch you. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says that when the cause, this is Iman. When the sifat of Iman come into our heart, if we learn namaz properly, that is the outward aspects of namaz, the fiqah, masail, etc., which is so important. But then it's just like you bought the best appliances, but you haven't put the current. The current is here where you will get from the mashayikh, the people who got the nur of Iman in their heart. They will put the wire you and put all the wires, the elect, the spiritual current. And then Allahu Akbar, you won't turn to Asbab. You will turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat, the creator of Asbab. You won't make the means. That you won't say, somebody say, bye, it was cold, you didn't come for Fajr. Say, what could, it was very cold, I couldn't manage. But still, it's snowing and it's going to shop. Now you say, why are you going business? Say then, who's going to feed my family? You're going to feed my family. Your father will feed my family. So Allahu Akbar. We have made Asbab our Arbab. We made our means our God. Whereas Mawlana Abra al-Haq Sahib Hazrat says, gave a beautiful example. The means is what? Like a switch. You got all the appliances, everything. You even put switches in your house, but you didn't connect the wire, and you are pressing the switch, and you say something wrong with the switch. Any person will tell you, idiot, if there's no wires, no current, how is that thing going to work? So that is the problem with me. My namaz is there, my tilawat is there, my zikr is there. It's just the outward show. Even alhamdulillah, outwardly I've got the Islamic dress, but I got no current. And I'm putting all the switches and I say, hey, namaz, it's a bit difficult today. I couldn't manage Fajr. I couldn't manage. But come in, when you get the current, Allahu Akbar, then just one switch and you see the aircon is on. And every ibadat will deliver what it must deliver. Allahu Akbar. For example, the Sawm is supposed to bring the quality of sabr in your heart, the quality of what is called ihsan, that feelings for the next Muslim, for a poor person, that will deliver that good. And Salat is supposed to be delivering humbleness. As Hazrat says, we put everything down when we go lowest, and that is the closest you are to Allah. To teach you humbleness, that when you get some authority, then you don't speak with authority. You say, it's Allah's kindness. Allah has given me this position. You walk in the house with salam, smiling, talking nicely. What you didn't get, what is missing? Somebody of your son say, I need this. Okay, inshallah, we'll make intizam. Your wife says, buy us this. Then you'll see, you'll be a humble. Then everybody will be looking forward. Where is Abba? How come he's still late? You few minutes late from namaz. How come you late? Nobody will even want to start eating when you're not in the house. When Iman will bring the sifat of Iman and the qualities of Iman will come in the heart, then everybody will love this boss. When the boss is not around, where is he? Then you'll be the boss, but you'll be like a humble slave in front of everybody. And then Allahu Akbar. Then man tawaza lillah rafa'ullah. Namaz supposed to bring humbleness in my life. Then Allah will raise you. Like Allahu Akbar. Then you'll understand that my position, I am the slave of Allah. Whatever position I can have in the world, I can be the biggest imam in the world, the biggest sheikh in the world, but I am the slave of Allah. And no slave can put a price on himself. Any slave who puts a price on himself, Allahu Akbar. We see the incident of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, how Allah makes the tarbiyat of his very great friend. That just in his childhood days, before he even got nabuwat, he just stood one day in front of the mirror and he thought, I'm so handsome. If somebody has to pay me, they won't able to pay my price. Just that thought, which was still immature, and Allah Ta'ala showed him that you think you somebody, Allah dropped him in the bottom of the well. Although then Allah made the arrangements before he even touched the ground, Allah sent Jibreel to put his wing under. And then when the travelers came and took him out, he was told, Bisamanim Baksin Darahima, for false money also. Very, the meager price they paid for him. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us here, this is the lesson of Iman, that when we say Allahu Akbar, oh Allah, I have surrendered, that reality has to come into me. And this reality will come from the friends of Allah. Then see, anybody want to touch you, or anything goes wrong in your life, لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَوْا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. کوئی مصیبت آئے تو گھبرائے مت, کوئی نعمت آئے تو اکرائے مت. Any difficulty comes and you don't get overtaken. You are a human being, you'll feel a bit worried, a bit sad, but immediately, وَوْفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, I hand my matter to you. You know, before you even make any phone call to anybody, light went off, the load shedding, we don't just swear the government and this one. See, if my load shedding in my heart is not gone off. That did I say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Oh Allah, everything happens through your command. Nothing happens by anybody. No government, nobody. And how I love. If I love according to Allah's command, I'll be a slave, but Allah will make me like a king. Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat gives the example so beautifully. In the time of Harun or Rashid, there was a warrant of arrest for 3 crooks. So the security force went out, they found the 3 crooks. But apparently what happened on their way to the police station, the one crook disappeared. He knew all his tricks. Now they worried that we had to take 3 people and we only got 2. One poor Sufi sahab was walking, just came out of the masjid or whatever. They got hold of him and they said, right, you have to go with us. He said, what did I do? He said, you did nothing, but we have to report 3 people and we only got 2. So you have to be one of the criminals. So poor man, they took him also. They locked these 3 up, all 3. Poor man did nothing, but they locked him also up. So these other 2, they were old crooks, and crooks, they are one ahead of you. They know all the context, they know the briberies, everything. So they contacted their contact. The next day, they were out of jail. And so this man, he said, now I'm not innocent, and I'm here. So he made contact with his contact. He performed his 2 rakat salah in the middle of the night. And before he finished his salah, Allah Ta'ala let Harun al-Rashid in a dream saw that in that one village, that small police station, one of my slaves are there and he is unjustly arrested. You go now, get up middle of the night and go release him with honor. Middle of the night, Harun al-Rashid, the king, had to get up and had to go with his entourage, with his ministers and all, wake them up middle of the night, very serious, urgent work. He goes, he comes, he releases that person. He says, I'm releasing you with honor. That wali of Allah says, you're not releasing me with honor, I release you with honor. If you didn't come open the jail for me this time, you would have lost your kingdom. Allahu Akbar. So when the qualities of Iman come, you'll become a humble slave of Allah. For me it's easy to talk, to hear is even easier. But we see the friends of Allah Ta'ala. When they go, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, apno to kya, ghairo tumhari ikram karenge. Forget your own people, those who don't have Iman, and they can call you what? But when you walk, they respect you. They'll have honor for you. And you see the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, when they go, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to South Africa many years ago, then not even the state president used to land at Rand Airport. And he was paralyzed on a wheelchair. The car that he was going in used to go, the wheelchair used to go into the car. When he had to leave, we were still small boys, but we happened to see that occasion. From the farm in Riepfontein, the farm is from their police escort right to the airport. And the car drove right onto the runway. no customs, nothing. All the airport staff, small airport, non-Muslims, first came to greet Hazrat and then he went with honor in the plane. So just as Allah Ta'ala will give us this honor when we iman, qualities of iman. And that's why Allah gave us namaz. That this namaz is to reiterate and re-put this iman in our heart. Similarly, a great author of one of the kitabs, great wali, Mullah Jeewan Rahmatullah Alayh, who wrote a kitab on Usul al-Fiqh, Nurul Izzah, where he used to stay at the river bank, and many other people used to stay there, small homes. The government decided that now they want to build a road there, and all these people must move. So they gave them notice, you people have to move, but not even giving them alternative. So he also, they told him, you have to move. He said, where are we going to move and go? So they said, they sent their men and said, if you'll not move here by tomorrow, then we're going to send the army. They can just bulldoze all the homes here and y'all must find your own place. So they told him there, Mullah Jeevan called his assistant, his Khadim. He says, they say they're coming with their army, bring my army. His assistant, his Khadim knew, he brought his lota, he brought his musalla, his miswak. He made wuzu, he made his miswak, he started his namaz. Then his Khadim told those people that you better go and tell the minister that you coming with your army. He already contacted his army. So whoever is going to try and touch his house, then they are going to be finished. And because just that two rakats of his diverted the whole highway, diverted the whole road. So these are not fairy tales. This is reality. And this is what we have come here to get this current. So Hazrat says, when you realize and you're asking for Sirati Mustaqim, now it is necessary that you know which is Sirati Mustaqim. And Sirati Mustaqim is the path of those people. You have to find out, not just think that I'm on the straight path. Not just think like our Shaykh says, Allahu Akbar. You think I read the Kalima, now I'm on my way to Jannah. And like people of this world who think that they are progressing, technology, we are the scientists, we are progressing with technology. In the meantime, you're on the totally wrong road. Say the example of that person is, he bought a ticket to go to Bombay, and he came on the stair, on the platform, that train is going to Delhi, totally opposite direction. But it so happened that the train came on the same time that train came, that he had to go in 8 o'clock on that train also came 8 o'clock. And in India, normally the trains are always late. Say, how come this train is on time? 8 o'clock, what the spot on? You say, why it's 24 hours late? It's supposed to be here yesterday, 8 o'clock. But in any case, he got on the train, he knew it's a long journey. Now he got on the upper deck so he can sleep. He put his blanket, everything, started sleeping. He's going Bombay. But he didn't see which platform. He just jumped in the train. It's going the opposite direction, Delhi. So he's moving, and thereafter you sleep. After 2-3 hours, you get up. Baya konsa time? Kya station? That prayer, you ask the people sitting at the bottom, what's the time? What's the station? They're telling him the time and the station. He's thinking little. He says, the time is 3 hours, but the station they're telling me is going towards Delhi. I'm going Bombay. What's up? Say, no, maybe they don't understand. They, instead of checking properly, did I make a mistake? What I'm doing? He carried on sleeping. Then again, after 3-4 hours, wake up, same story. The time is now 6 hours, and he's going more towards Delhi. They're telling him, he doesn't check that, am I on the right train or not. Third time again, he's almost near Delhi. Now you say, what's happening? Instead of realizing I'm on the wrong road, I bought the right ticket, but I'm in the wrong train. He says, no, science has progressed to such an extent that today the top part of this train is going to Bombay and the bottom part is going to Delhi. So that is what we are thinking today. That, you know, we are Muslims. We are going to a Jannah. These people who did, the scientists, etc., but we following in their way. We are in the same train like them. So we have to find out which is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And Sirat-e-Mustaqim is that straight road between two points, a straight road. Any detour or anything, then you'll be off the straight road. And like Hazrat says, sadly today, many of us like children, you tell them do this, but they don't do it straight. Till they don't get a hiding, a spanking, then they come right. So sadly with us today, we're getting so much warnings from Allah Rabbul Izzat, but we still want to go off the straight road. We still want to follow the enemies of Allah, the kuffar. Allah has told us that the straight road, the friends of Allah, Sirat al-Ladina and Amta alayhim, hold their hands, they will guide you. And the straight road is that road in which you will get the happiness of Allah. And like our Dada Shaykh explained so beautifully, what is the sign of that you are on the right road? That every, you see in this world also there are different companies, and they got all sub-agents all over the world, all over the country, but all of them, the headquarters, the computers are linked to the headquarters. So they know exactly what they have to order, what they are getting, etc. So he says exactly the same. In this world, there are two headquarters that are there. The headquarters are the main headquarters. One headquarter is Jannat, one headquarters is Jahannam. So if you got peace, that is, peace is not the outward condition. You might be sick, it doesn't mean you're not in peace. You might have a certain problem, it doesn't mean you're not in peace. Peace is a condition of the heart. Yet you know, this difficulty came, it came from Allah. Allah will sort out my problem. You don't fall into the depression. You don't go and bow down and become like a beggar and just give a bribery, etc. No, you turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if you are on the wrong road, you are on the road that is not on Sirat Mustaqim, not on the road of Sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you'll see all the time you'll be in depression. Because you now on the road of sin, on the disobedience of Allah, and that is the headquarters of Jahannam. And Jahannam is a place of misery. So misery will come in our life. And the only way, Allah Ta'ala reminds us all the time, Allah brings us here to come, and at the end of the salah, we realize that although Allah has showed me the straight path, but I am a person who's full of faults, full of mistakes. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, please forgive me that you walk, but you realize. So that is why very, very important that a person now realizes and see, is this namaz, this reality, am I working on my namaz? And when you start working on your namaz, then you'll see namaz will deliver, and namaz will give you any problem you got. Then we'll understand what Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, our pious servants, anything they needed, first thing to namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even you need a shoelace, first ask Allah Rabbul Izzat. Don't think I'm a CEO of a company, I'm the director, what must I make dua for one shoelace? Allahu Akbar. Anything we need, you can, and Allah showed us, people that were millionaires couldn't get a loaf of bread, couldn't get a liter of milk, they had to stand in a line to get milk. Allahu Akbar. And Allah showed what all your money, you can go from pillar to post. If I don't want to give you your bread and milk, you won't get your bread and milk. So this is here that we have to reiterate our iman, and we have to rejuvenate our iman. Then a person will have the qualities of iman. The person will have the qualities of humbleness, and he will live like a humble slave. And the more you humble yourself, you'll color in the color of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah will honor you. And as Hazrat teaches us, people will praise you, you realize it's not me, it is Allah's kindness. It is Allah. You still realize that I am the worst person on the face of the earth. And then a person, now you come to the end of your namaz, and in the main thing in Sirati Mustaqim, which is very important, that is the happiness of Allah. That not even a person thinks that I'm doing the right thing, I'm performing namaz, but is it for the happiness of Allah or not? وَرِضْوَانُ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest thing that namaz has to bring into our heart, that Allah must be happy with me. That when we go into sajda, oh Allah, I am nothing, I am useless, you gave me my life, but please be happy with me. I am just a spoiler, I can't do anything. Oh Allah, you be happy with me. And that is what you will learn from the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This current you will get here in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allahu Akbar. All the time you'll only have two worries in your life. All the other worries will disappear. Not that you won't be concerned of your family or anything. In other words, you won't be so overtaken with worries that now you're in a state of depression, and now you say, hey, life is stressful, etc. No, the friends of Allah, they also have to pay their bills, they also have some problems, but together with that, their attention is more towards Allah. Your intention goes more towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and see how Allah Ta'ala from unseen help and sources, Allah Ta'ala just now makes the road open for you. And Allahu Akbar, when anybody will help you, you realize this is Allah's favor. It's there, Allah put it in the heart of that person. You won't bow down to that person, you'll make shukr, but you'll realize the real shukr is for Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that happiness of Allah, two worries you'll only have, that 1 minute Allah must not be unhappy with me. If Allah is unhappy with me, then I'm living in misery all the time. And the way out is istighfar, tawbah. At the end of every action, as we learned, Hazrat taught us, the greatest ibadat, salah. The greatest teacher, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And the end of the mass, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. So that a person gets that reality, and then Allah Ta'ala, as a person gets this reality, Allah blesses you more. Then Hazrat says, Allah gave us another extra namaz, witr namaz, Allahu Akbar, which is not farz, but it is just 1 degree lower than farz. That if you miss your witr, you still have to make qaza of that. In other words, in your honor, you show that you are totally useless. A person, a slave who humbles himself, his master treats him like the king. Allah gives him such honor. Now, who was the king, or who is the king of both the worlds? None other than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed he is the slave of Allah, Subhanallazi asra bi abdi. That pure and who, look at who is, whose qudrat is behind, and who Allah Ta'ala took his most beloved slave right to the arsh of Allah, where Jibreel, nobody could reach there. And in return, in the honor of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave us this great gift. And then not only 5 salah, which already is equal to 50 salah. Allah says 1 extra salah, according to your honor and for your respect and your dignity, and to get more closer to Allah. So a person, student, if he doesn't know the reality, you don't know the enjoyment of business, you're not doing it properly, then you say there's no fun in business. And then you say namaz is difficult. But when we know what namaz will give us, then Allahu Akbar. Anytime, anywhere, we'll see, the first thing you'll turn is to namaz. The first thing, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali goes to Mewat, long journey, and in the heat, everything, and the people arrange a tent shanty or whatever they could arrange, and he said, Hazrat will rest, although it is hot in there also, but Hazrat will rest. So when he comes, they put the bed, everything. The first thing Hazrat said, give me a lota, let me make my wuzu. And he started his 2 rakat namaz. And what the 2 rakat that Allahu Akbar, that was his real rest. And that is what we understand. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that I give you 2 extra rakat. And then what a dua, 3 rakat extra, according to the Hanafi madhab, witr is 3 rakat. And in the 3rd rakat, you get a special dua. Allahumma inna nasta'inuk wa nastaghfiruk wa nu'minu bik wa natawakkalu alayk wa nusni alayk al-khayr wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruka wa nakhlau wa natruku man yafjuruk. Allahumma iyaka na'budu wa laka nusalli wa nasjudu wa ilayka nas'a wa nafiru wa narju rahmatak wa nakhsha azabak. Inna azabaka bil kuffari mulhik. What a comprehensive dua. What a declaration. What a testimony. And then what we begging, what favors from Allah Ta'ala. Add Allah Akbar, your help. Then we are seeking forgiveness. We want iman. We put our trust on you. We only praise you, Allah. All praises only belongs to you. We make shukr to you. We don't make nashukri. That is, we don't make kufr. And we disassociate. We move away from people that disobey you. That's one important point we'll just explain after this. And O Allah, I reiterate that I am only your slave. And O Allah, I only make ibadat, and all my actions are only for you, O Allah. I only will bow down in front of you. I'll run to you, O Allah. Anything I got, I run to you, O Allah. And I'll only praise you. And all this, I got hope that you will shower your mercy on me. And O Allah, I fear if I don't do this, then I fear your punishment. Because definitely your punishment is going to come on those people who make kufr. They don't believe in you. They don't appreciate your ni'mat, etc. So what a comprehensive dua. Each word needs a whole encyclopedia of experience. But here also Hazrat teaches us that here we say, oh Allah, I just associate, and I have nothing to do with people who are disobedient to you. Thus also we are taught that learn from the friends of Allah Ta'ala. How to obey Allah's command. How to just call people towards the oneness of Allah. What hikmat, what love. Not that now you go home and you see your wife is not in parda and she still wants to wear her deen and says, now what are you doing? This is not the right way. And I just associate with you. No, that is not the right attitude. That now I'm a big buzurg, I came. No, learn what wisdom. Now Allahu Akbar, start talim in the house. Be kind, talk sweetly, talk nicely. In other words, not just associate with those people who are still in a sinful life, but they haven't rejected iman in any way. They are outwardly, we are like munafiq, But it's not itiqadi, it's not our belief that's changed. The moment you see this person becomes adamant, that now, hey, I just want you, don't tell me how to love. I don't like that way of life. And I, like so many people are saying today, that Allahu Akbar, I'm no more Muslim. Allahu Akbar. At that time now, you don't associate with that person. Sahaba, when the moment they realized their own family members, they were prepared to take their lives, that you don't want to bring iman in Allah, then I have nothing to do with you. And on the other hand, particularly with the non-believers, they don't have iman. So calm, say calm. You have to do business just like that. Not get involved in their social affairs and love like them. And as we see, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, how the Jews will be loving, you will follow them tooth and nail. And today we see, sadly, because we intermingle with them so much, this is our condition. And then if a person doesn't read his salam, as we learn over and over, you can be reading 30 years, you'll make mistakes. One person, 30 years he was reading, instead of saying, وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَلَا نَكْفُرُكَ. He was putting the la in the front. He says, وَلَا نَشْكُرُكَ وَنَكْفُرُكَ. He said, oh Allah, we don't appreciate you, and we make kufr with you. Allahu Akbar. When he came one day in the kakhanka of a pious person, he learned this, and that is what he said, يَقْزَمَانَ بَصُحْبَةِ أَوْلِيَا بَتَرَ أَسْتَسْتَالَ كَعَدْبَيْرِيَا. One moment in the company of the friends of Allah is better than 100 years of ibadat with Islam. Which minute your life will turn and change, and then reality will come to us. So we can't make enough shukr. Allah has brought us here. Allah Ta'ala wants to let us be connected to Allah. And then you'll understand what is this nisbat, what is this connection. We'll end up with this. Khaja Sahib Hazrat Mawlana Aziz Ul Hasan Majub Rahmatullah Alayh, he asked his Shaykh Hakimul Ummat, that how will you know that you got nisbat, connection with Allah? He says, Are Khaja Sahib, when you got matured, did somebody have to tell you that you matured? Did you have to go to the doctor? Well, now you see automatically your prayer, you were playing marbles yesterday. Now they're calling you, let's go play marbles and top. You say, no, now I'm not worried of that. Now you're standing in front of the mirror, is your hair right? Now you're going with friends who got cars, talking about girls, etc. It's exactly the same. When you got connection with Allah, now you're not interested in that friend. Your walking will change, your talking will change, your way of life will change, your direction will change. Now you're going to Allah wala. Now you're going to majlis, now you're going to the right company. So we have to beg Allah Ta'ala that this reality, Allah make us understand and remember, it's not just this one session that we think we did practical namaz, we have to make much, at least 40 days. Then our niyat only solely for the pleasure of Allah. Then concentration that I know I'm in namaz. Concentration is not absorption that I don't know what is happening around me. And that 1 minute also concentration, your namaz will be past level. And then try and take it higher and higher, and not that we fail. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding.